May the Lord help us to commence our worship on this Easter Sunday by singing hymn number 724. 724. How vast the sufferings, who can tell, when Jesus fought sin, death, and hell, and was in battle slain. How great the triumph, who could sing, when from the grave the immortal King triumphant rose again. Hymn 724.
Read together from the Word of God. We read from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, from chapter 27 into chapter 28. Matthew's Gospel, from chapter 27 into chapter 28. And we commence our reading. Verse 54. Now, when the centurion and they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, "Truly, this was the Son of God." And many women were there, beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, among which was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's children. when the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea, named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. And Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. And there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulchre. Now the next day that followed, the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember that that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days, I will rise again. Command, therefore, that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first." Pilate said unto them, "Ye have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as ye can." So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn, toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was yet an earthquake. Behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, "Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you." And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "All hail." And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, "Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me." We leave the reading there. Amen. Lord, again we seek thy mercy for us. We think of it as so needful in the light of thy sufferings, but also, oh, that thou wilt remember us on this auspicious day when we would see Jesus and be humbled under the mighty hand of God. Lord, do touch our hearts with heavenly heat. Grant us, as has been asked, believing hearts, Lord, we mourn because of our sad condition that we can neither go nor fly, but Lord, thou canst come to us, and that's what we need. Lord, remember us each. Lord Jesus, come and do grant us the blessed spirit of truth in Jesus' name for those sweet reviving views of Jesus and his word and the power of his resurrection. Oh, we would seek, Lord, that thou wilt remember us still. We feel to need that inward witness, Lord, that help of God. And we pray that thou wilt remember us still. Pleading that worthy name. Remember each one of us. One has said, Lord, begin with me. We pray that thou wilt remember our gathering. May it be one of those which are unto him especially. We want to feel and know a little of the power of that resurrection. And we pray that thou also help us to seek for thy mercy toward us and others too. Do we not have a burden and concern, Lord, for those that are afar off and those that are indifferent and such were some of you. But now our hope lingers and rests indeed upon that power of thy resurrection. And we see in that, Lord, some sweet hope. Thou wilt remember us with thy favour. Forgive our sins. Help us this day. Draw near. Open the book. Grant the spices may flow out and right into our hearts. Remember each one, Lord, that comes, and we pray that thou wilt hear us for the oppressed and those that are cast down perhaps because of the way. Lord, in afflictions and troubles and sighs that belong to thy people, Lord, remember us especially as we think of others too that are not so favoured with the liberties we have. But we desire, Lord, to come just as we are, the most indebted to thee, most in want with thee, prodigal, mostly in need thee, Lord, to restore to us the joy of thy salvation, to come and spread thy banner over us that we may live and be able to continue. We pray that thou bless the day to us that we may lose sight of all men save Jesus only. But yet we pray, Lord, for each one and the Sabbath school and the dear children and those, Lord, we remember that are in need of that healing touch. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt thus help us to pray not only for ourselves, but that thou wilt hear us for those in our hearts to remember and to seek unto our God for that healing mercy and restoring grace and help in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we desire that thou come and grant we may in a few things be sweetly edified. We want to feed upon thy truth, and we want to know a little of the power of that resurrection and be able, Lord, to rejoice in thee. So open the book. Leave it not unopened. Open it in our hearts. Come, Lord, and grant there may be much sweet truth in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And may we thus be able to know that truth, because I live, ye shall live also. Lord, we have many petitions, thou knowest, many things we try to bring continually, but we do not make long petitions. Hear us in heaven. That's what we need. Lord, look down. Come where we are. Grant, Lord, some sweetness in Jesus' name. A little union in the Godhead, especially praying for the Holy Spirit to take of the things of Jesus, especially on this morning at time, and help us right through. And Lord, do come, we pray, and richly forgive. It's the forgiveness of sins we need. Lord, we pray that thou wilt blot them out and may we be able to worship thee in that spirit of those on the road to Emmaus when Jesus drew near and went with them. We ask that thou wilt hasten. Come, Lord, receive us, grant us reality, thy truth to prevail, our sins to be subdued, thy mercy to be sweetly known, thy help to be granted. Lord, help me, said the dear woman, with many of her friends. Oh, help us indeed, we ask, that thou hasten, Lord, to remember also those that have lost loved ones. Tenderly and affectionately we bear them up before thee, desiring, Lord, that thou wilt sweetly sustain under every part of thy sovereignty what sweetness there is in Jesus' name as we've walked in it. So grant, Lord, such help of God to those we especially remember and seek that thou wilt come, Lord, and rend the heavens and come down. And grant thy gracious help now as we ask all in that worthy, prevailing name of Jesus. And for his sake we ask. Amen.
Hymn number 485. 485. Christ the Lord is risen today. Sons of men and angels say, raise your joys and triumphs high. Sing ye heavens and earth reply. Love's redeeming work is done. Fought the fight, the battle won. Lo, the sun's eclipse is o'er. Lo, he sets in blood no more. Hymn 485.
Thank you.
by the help of God, will direct you to Psalm 118. Psalm 118, reading verses 22 to 24. Psalm 118. Verse 22, the stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvellous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. These verses attend my mind and feel very much in need of the Lord's help. It is an auspicious day. We do desire to be thankful that it is recognised. But we need the power of his resurrection, friends, in a saving way to us, that we may be delivered from sin and guilt. And I want to come as God may guide me. We think of these words in the first verse of our text. The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. Because that's the meaning of the resurrection. So sweetly set forth in the Old Testament here, the dear psalmist we believe to be David, but we are not exactly told. It is this psalm indeed speaks of the realities, friends, of why we come and sing the worthy praises of our God, and to come also to separate us unto the resurrection. Friends, no other doctrine really does separate poor sinners unto their God as the death and resurrection indeed of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. But there are vital truths we must seek to come to. We read of Christ being spoken of here by the Spirit, of course. The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. How true. In those ancient times, the desire was for the chief cornerstone for the building or the temple even. And they looked and looked, but they couldn't find one until they did find one. So sweetly made known for the fulfilling God's most sacred word, and for the truth of the gospel. But we notice the extent of these words here. Refuse. Friends, that is not the first place we read of Christ and what a solemn matter it is. Now some will say, well, of course you can refuse or accept. Friends, I haven't got a gospel like that to preach. But there is a receiving by faith. So it needs qualifying. Many things we need to speak of with that true godly sense of our utter sin and unworthiness. And the blessedness that is revealed in the sacred word of God. So our first consideration is in the word here, the truth, the absolute truth of our gathering. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. Of the headstone of the corner. Friends, it's to bring in, isn't it? The Gentile race especially. Oh, the wonders of it. Come the headstone of the corner. The building would not be complete without the the sweet truth of the coming of the dear Redeemer. I want to notice it. As God may help me. And I do seem to feel there's such a sweetness in these words. The builders, the stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. There's much sweet truth in it. And then we have it before us in the truth of God's word. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvellous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, the Lord to open his word to us with a little of that sweet power. That is with the Lord. Now I want to notice then these words perhaps in the light of the part of God's word in Matthew, that we might be able to come to the gracious matter of it, friends. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvellous in our eyes. Think of it in regard to the word here, the stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. Or may it be a word for those that seek the Lord and know what these words really set out for us. He says, "For thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner." But there's something here I want to get hold of, as God may help me. It's not just coming because it's the resurrection morning. We want to know the sweet truth of it, what it really means to those poor souls that do need the Lord to come. Need the Lord to open the book or make his counsel shine. That those that perhaps especially need the Lord to hasten, perhaps for some like that, to hasten and to come and bring the sweet truth of the Lord with his people. Perhaps especially in my thoughts we have noticed here the stone which the builders refused. And it speaks, doesn't it, of a building here. But yet it is spoken of by the Lord here as belonging to those that do need the Lord. They need the Lord to build up their sweet hopes and deliver them from the power of sin and unbelief. There's a few things that linger in my thoughts. I want to come to them as God may help me. We have to notice here that there is grace sweetly made known here in the way in which the Spirit opens up the word, the meaning, the truth of it to our souls, but may the Lord teach us. A few things, as God may help me. I think the words seem to stand out to me. The stone which the builders refused had become the headstone of the corner. So we must hasten, friends. We must seek to come as God may direct us. For the sweet truth that is in his word. Now I seem to come especially to these words. They become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvellous in our eyes. Now, the matter that especially the rest of my mind is this. The blessed Spirit takes of these truths. Friends, so sweetly lays them into broken hearts, a few things here belonging to God's dear people, belonging to those that indeed they would see Jesus. And perhaps in a few thoughts we must notice what these words mean as the Lord may reveal himself through the word of his grace. We think of it in the chapter, and I want to hasten. There's a part that I felt to have the text. I did feel to need the Lord to open it up to me. It's not just rehearsing, is it, the resurrection? It's coming to the truth of it regarding poor sinners called by grace divine. What is especially made known in the word of his grace. So I want to hasten to these words as God may help me. The stone which builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. Now, what does it mean? There's a part of the word of God that stands out to me as the Lord may help me. It's in the prophecy of Isaiah. I've got to try and seek the Lord for it. Friends, we have read, haven't we, the stone which the builders refused become the headstone of the corner. Oh, how sweet that is. Now, how do we understand it, friends? It's the Lord's doing. That's where it rests, isn't it? What do we know this morning of the Lord's doings? The Lord to grant the sweet truth of his name to be made precious until we may be able to say it is enough by the help of God with a sweet knowledge of the Saviour. Can I think of these words here as God may help me? In the 26th chapter, there's a little more that seems to lay with our text. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation. Comes to it, doesn't it? A stone, a tried stone. This is the chief cornerstone. In sweet ancient prophecy, what do we know about it? By the Spirit of God, it reveals the very person of the Lord Jesus risen. Speaking of the word in a sweet ancient prophecy, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone. Well, that suits, friends, God's poor people, I'm sure. What a sweet truth we have laid before us of the suffering Saviour. And yet, crying as we have been hearing recently when he said it is finished. Indeed, gave up the ghost. And we read a precious cornerstone again. So there's something that strikes my mind I want to come to. That regarding our souls, friend, and the resurrection. By nature, it's just a day set apart, isn't it? Rightly so, in some regard. But, friends, it's not the formalism, but it's the matter of the Lord being made known to us as our living head, and this glorious one that is spoken of here, and the word of our text, it seems to speak of the Lord Jesus especially. This is the day the Lord hath made, when this glorious one and all the sweet attributes of God and the way and manner of the prophecies, a few things we've read, I want to come quickly, of this glorious one and the truth as it is regarding our souls and salvation. Friends, may we not just be left to any carnal thoughts, but think of the glorious head and his dear people that he brings to heaven at last. Now, in the chapter we read, I was very much directed to the thought of the resurrection. I want to hasten in the words of the text and the truth of it in the chapter. It seems to roll sweetly together. Let me try and come to my point. There was Joseph of Arimathea, but he came to Jesus by night, didn't he? And the dear man was, I'd say, very great loss. As to the matter of the body, until he had to beg for it. Much sweet truth in that. And we seem to think of him with that love in his heart, but with so many things to try his heart. But with his abilities, and he would serve the Lord, but he needed something else, didn't he? The Lord to grant the truth of this resurrection to him and to these women that were round about the tomb, Mary. The other Mary too, sitting over against the sepulchre. Friends, their hearts were full of sadness. And yet, the Lord was near at hand. The tomb was empty, but the Lord was risen. And that's the truth of it. It's the power of that resurrection, isn't it? Let me notice the hint of it, if you like, of the way in which at his resurrection we read of the truth of the coming of the Lord, perhaps especially in the word of God's grace. That the Lord would sweetly remember the resurrection in the word of his grace. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night. But I want to come perhaps especially to my thoughts here. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night. And so it was. In the last few verses, we have the truth set forth here for the edifying of the church of God, for the blessing of the Lord to rest upon the people of God right through, as we may think of the time when the Lord would bless his word abundantly. We have it in Isaiah, don't we? But then I want to hasten quickly. It was the greatness of this resurrection. Let me just come quickly. It was the end of the old Sabbath. Everything belonging to it should now take its place. As we have been reading of the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week. Now, there's a friend I have in the hospital at Addenbrooke, a Christian man. I met him in the hospital. I said, be sure of this. I was able to speak to him, and I said that he is risen. And the angel proclaimed it. He said, the stone's rolling, meaning that the dear man's heart was beginning to be moved. And I thought, that's the way into my subject this morning. Friends, the beginning of the moving of the stone, hard as it is, rebellious. So, friends, none have been more afar off than I. And yet, the Lord graciously, he comes and begins to roll the stone away. It's a resurrection. Really? Now I want to notice it. Those that seek the Lord say, well, I'm not convinced of sin as I want to be, or I haven't got the fullness of the power that I want to feel. Friends, it's the rolling away of the stone and then the angel that sat upon it. A beautiful type of the work and witness of the Holy Spirit of God dealing with poor sinners, friends. They're so far off, but they're not left like that. So I want to come to it. This is the day the Lord has made for seekers. Oh, I would seek to lay that before humble hearts. Oh, they feel so poor. They can't really attain to those things they want to attain, but they admire the scriptures. Friends, it's the witness to living hearts now, quickened by God's Spirit, that still feel to need the Lord to come and grant them a sweet knowledge in their hearts that he came for them and they live by him and shall live with him. Now, let me put it another way. It's these friends that they would see Jesus. Is there anything this morning for them? I hope so. Not by the creature. It's this great matter, friends, of the taking away, rolling away the stone. And the Lord, by his Spirit, revealing him, sitting upon it for the sweet comfort of those that need his mercy. For those that wonder if there's anything today for them. Friends, it's not by man, is it? Nor by power, but by my Spirit. Oh, how God reveals the empty tomb with such authority that those that are very poor, sinful and undone, that they wonder if they can ever be found among God's dear people. Friends, it's the beginning of this, rolling away the stone. I want to notice it. There's only God me. Bring it to the sweet truth for those that would see Jesus indeed. I need him especially. And I want to notice in the word of God, I lay in Zion for foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Oh, it's a sweet part of God's word, isn't it? Where it speaks of the Lord and his sweet grace. And then I want to notice, as God may help me in the chapter here, in the closing verses of Matthew. Oh, what a sweet part it is, isn't it? Those that need the Lord. In the end of the Sabbath, it began to dawn toward the first day of the week. We read, came Mary, two Marys, and there was a great earthquake. What an earthquake was this? Friends, to roll back the stone and to bring to light the sweet truth of God's word with authority and power. Let me look at it with you as God may help me. There was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven. Now, have we got anything of that in our heart? The Lord helped me to direct you to it. And came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Now I want to notice it with regard to the experience of the Lord's people. There are certain things, friend, I notice. It is the manner and way of God's sweet spirit. Think of it regarding here the way in which the Lord reveals himself to his dear people. We read, the angel came. Friends, it needed the angel, didn't it? Oh, do you need the Lord to come and direct your humble heart? Oh, if so be, there may be hope. If so be, the Lord may rend the heavens and come down even. Friends, we direct you to the truth in the chapter of the resurrection here, as it began to dawn. Friends, it's the new day, isn't it, here? And all that belongs to it is in our text, really. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, what does it mean, friends? It's when this great, glorious matter, the truth of it is put to the hearts of God's dear people. Much could be said about it. It is what is viewed here regarding the Lord and his dear people. But I want to look at it as God may direct me. It seems that there's something I must seek to come to. It is perhaps contained in the chapter in the last few verses regarding God's dear people. And go quickly. What does it mean? Friends, it's being let go, isn't it? They went to their own company. Or we read, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. Again, it gathers up, friends, as God may have sent me, these seekers, these ones that they do want the Lord to make something clear in their hearts that he is with them, to bring them right through and bless them by his sweet grace. We want to hasten to it. It's in the sweet word. Think of it in the closing verses, friends, that seem to stay my mind a little. We have it before us. Fear not ye, for I know. Witness from heaven, isn't it? He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly. Now, friends, it means this with a little sweet increase, doesn't it? Of faith and hope and love. That this glorious one that was dead now graciously speaks by the angel, yet much to be fulfilled in the experience of the dear disciples. And they departed quickly and did run with the tidings that he is risen. Indeed, Jesus met them, didn't I? I like that. It's the veracity of it, the truth of the resurrection. Jesus met them. Oh, what a sweet part it is, isn't it? And they went to tell his disciples, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. Remember that. Oh, it's that particular worship, isn't it? Low at his feet. All hail the power of Jesus' name. What a sweet hymn that is, the angels prostrate for, forth the diadem and crown him Lord of all. And that's what the Lord puts in these hearts, as if they're strangely moved, because the Lord has moved the stone, and the matter of it is this, it's the bringing in of his righteousness by the sweet merits of the ascended Saviour. Now that's what the Lord does. He takes these poor hearts, friends, and he doesn't cut them off nor send them to Moses, but they will know what conviction is. But it's the deliverance, it's the raising up of these souls to a sweet hope, and that's where they seem to linger, that they have to seek unto him that is risen. If so be, they might lodge their complaints. They might come with their burden of sin, and guilt and shame. And yet, strangely, by the merits of the ascended Saviour, there's a warmth that wasn't before. To go and to seek for the Lord to come and grant the vital application of this resurrection, friends. It's the restoring, isn't it, of these souls in God's sight. Much still to be done if we look at it in a spiritual way, but it's a gathering up. That's where I've come this morning. The gathering up these ones that feel to be unable to understand or comprehend as they would. Friends, it's the stone rolled away and the angel that stands above it and the words of God's grace, fear not ye, fear not ye. For I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. Now, there's just a few thoughts in that strike my mind so. It's the chief cornerstone of the Jew and Gentile, sweetly brought, as it were, to the sacred merits of the Lord Jesus. We read of the gathering in, don't we, of the Jews. It will be so in a very great way. But then there's the Gentiles. And that's where we come, friends, very much thinking and desiring God to bless these seekers until they are able to say, I've found him. Here is my all. It's in the sweet merits of Jesus Christ, the sinner's friend. I want to come to it. It is perhaps especially in my mind to notice what is spoken of here in the last chapter, isn't it? It is a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Countenance was like lightning, his raiment white as snow. But then it does seem as if I must seek to come to the word of God's grace here to be able to speak a little of it. I don't know what especially may be the great desire of some of you this morning, that the Lord is with you, or with his dear people, wondering where the scene will end, perhaps. Well, let me come to the word of God's sweet grace. It is what the Lord is, friends. Now, it's what he is in the place, in the standing between, with garments dyed in blood. Let me put it another way, it's the sweet truth in the gospel here of the Lord and his sweet truth regarding these characters that seem to be We read, when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Does that take up some troubled heart? They can't get rid of their doubts and fears. Seem to wonder if they are his or not. Seem to need the Lord to roll back the stone if they've ever known it. It seems to be such a hindrance, such a great matter. These living stones, friends, they need the stone to build their heavenly hopes upon. It's a sweet hymn about it, isn't there? Like, come to it. Is this last part that particularly rests on my mind. Behold the sure foundation stone, which God in Zion lays. I like that. It seems to come into my thoughts a little. And so it's this living stone, and those that build upon it, they've got nothing else. They're hunted out of every false refuge. They fear and fear greatly, but yet they make some humble approach. That the Lord, that is rich in mercy, and does he not live to hear? It's very sweet work, isn't it? To fear him, love him too. Where there's fear, there's love in the truth of the gospel. Times. It's this matter that I want to seek to bring out, friends. It's the virtue of the empty tomb, and it rests in the living Saviour. Oh, to manage these hard things. Friends, this stone, it's a tried stone, and the things belonging to it are what the Lord is, by his grace to living hearts, but we want to come to it. Say, well, I just can't seem to get... No, I want to be very careful about it, friends. To have some half-hearted view about it is no good. The Lord will have all the heart. Lovest thou me more than these, and knowest that I love thee. It's these that they build now upon the rock. If so be, there may be hope. If so be, the Lord might hear their cries. We've read of the cries, haven't we? And those answers of peace, where do they come from? And they come through the sweet merits of Jesus Christ, the sinner's friend. And then, are we not shown our undeservedness? Because that's the lowliness we need. That's the spirit of it. I've got no time for those that can vaunt themselves and say, look at me. Friends, the Lord humbles. It's a sweet doctrine, isn't it? Humble yourselves therefore. And Christ, isn't it? Under the mighty hand of God. Mighty? Yes. It's in the resurrection. Oh, this one that is set up, and the Spirit of God sets up this glorious truth and the doctrines of grace. Poor sinners, friends, they can and they shall believe. Not because they're so good at it. Friends, the Lord works it by his power, and then they're thus brought as humble recipients for the least of all his mercy. Count it a privilege to be in God's house, as may feel to be worse than all. Oh, they come on low ground, friends. That's what it means. These are broken hearts indeed that need the Lord to save unto the uttermost. As we read, all that come unto God by him. Oh, I think of it regarding the sweet word of his grace, and I might be able to bring it out a little. This is the Lord's doings. A few things belong to this. Well, friends, the new birth. That's a sweet subject to me. This is the Lord's doing. So desolate, hard, wretched. As I went a long, long way, and I wanted some religion, just to please my dear father especially. You know, I wonder if I can say this for the encouragement of younger ones. We've got younger ones. I went off to work after school. The dear deacon prayed for me. And so it was that I believe the beginning of my experience, the Lord began to move my heart. But it was in trouble. I went to work, a particular occupation, and the man said, never make anything of him. Friends, because he didn't have the right approach or understanding. Not at all. But I want to come quickly. It sent me to the house of God, friends. I know what I'm speaking about. Try to ask the Lord to make a mechanic of me, if you like. Or to undertake for me my... And it humbled my heart. I've thought about it. This is the Lord's doings, using his ways, his truth, his providences. Oh, to bring you low before him. Seeking the Lord to graciously unfold the purposes of his grace and to grant it the stone which the builders refused. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvellous in our eyes. But I want to look at it. A few things. It is marvellous in our eyes. Now let me try to speak of it as God would have it be spoken. This is the Lord's doing now. It is marvellous in our eyes. Oh, I want to look at it by the sweet spirit of the gospel. Oh, it seems as if there's so much just resting here. The Lord's doing. Is that what you need? This is the Lord's doing. Oh, can you not trace a little his loving kindness? Oh, how great. A trace a little of his forbearance, a little of his loving kindness indeed. Oh, how great. Friends, it's this particular matter of the new birth and the fruit of it, and the bringing on, if you like, of these characters that they haven't got very far. But they have to seek the Lord now, with their faces thitherward and with their hearts up to the Lord, to bring them right through. I must speak about it in the psalm. The stone which the builders refused to become the headstone of the corner. Much could be said about it. This is the Lord's doing. And I want to pause here, friends. What can be said of your life and mine? That it was the Lord's doing. What thing is it that God has used in a, you may think, inconspicuous, but not really. Is it? It's moved your heart toward the Lord. It's moved your soul Godward. We try and look at it in another sweet sense. It is the way in which you might understand the ways of God which are past finding out. Is that what you found? The matter rests on my mind here. What, friends, does God use but the instruments of his hand? I've always said, say it again, watch the Lord's hand. Watch it. Friends, it is extended to for the poor and the needy. That seat by the way, that they have to keep going, you know. If so be the Lord may remember such as feel to be so low and so poor, and yet the Lord brings them on. I want to notice it as God may report me to it here. This is the day which the Lord hath made. Now, it's a good day, friends, if this day, the day the Lord hath made, a sweet hope that, well, I'll go and tell him I'm the worst of all. I've sinned deeply. Can there be hope for such a ruined soul? Anyway, you've got no constancy, have you? You can't say, well, I'm getting better. You have to go again and again. This is the Lord's doing by his Spirit, the opening of the heart. We often speak about Lydia, whose heart the Lord opened. Now, friends, it's the gradual conquering of the heart. That's what it is. By his grace. As I have said in my experience, it seems to be the beginning. Something sent me to the throne of grace. Trouble sanctified. Watch for it, friends. There's a blessing in it for young and old, but you'll be low in your own view. Cast down but not destroyed. Perhaps young hearts sweetly able to understand, friends, it's the Lord that is risen that bids you seek his face. Seek ye my face, that the Lord replies. Sweet hymn about it, isn't there? Where can we find supplies but in the Lamb once slain? It's that going out to him, but with such a need that you can't explain. It's my deadness. It's my ruin. It's the inconstancy or the hardness that seems to return. And what about the world? Friends, without grace, it gets right back in, doesn't it? But the Lord won't have it. He calls by grace divine these characters. And now they would see Jesus. I think it says every day in the sweet hymn, doesn't it? It's that. Take up some souls that I don't know anything about. This is the Lord's doing, friends. It is the beginning, not the end. It is the enlarging of the heart, even with Jabez. Or those characters that say, well, I can come in there a little bit. This is the Lord's doing, friends, to turn back the old enemy, and to bring you more and more upon the merits of Christ crucified, now risen, if so be I might find my heaven in Christ Jesus at last. Now, I want to speak of it as God may guide me. Friends, there's something that I've had to come with. It seems as if it's a way of encouragement to those that they couldn't be more far off without him. They couldn't be more desolate without the Holy Spirit's vital, sacred, saving influence to draw you up or perhaps put a stop to something. Needs putting a stop to. God will do it. You watch his hand. And it's the sanctifying too of these souls. They're gathered up, friends, with their living head. I often think of that part where the Lord came on the road to Emmaus, and friends, their hearts were warmed, weren't they, because of the power. His word, it got right into their sorrowful hearts. That's what the Lord does. He can use things, friends, that you never thought he would bring. Or, friends, it's the afterwards, nevertheless afterwards. Oh, it's the sanctifying, the softening. Friends, these hearts that have been with Jesus, they know where to put the crown. It's upon his head. It's the living head of the living. They love him, but oh, they need him more than all in their sweet view. These are the characters. This is the Lord's doing. It's by the resurrection power and the sweet truth of the word in Isaiah. I lay in Zion for a foundation for these believers, but they do need the Lord. A tried stone, or they feel to need him that was so sweetly made known. Tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Oh, there's many things I haven't got the grace to bring out just at the moment, but friends, it's this matter. This is the Lord's doings, the resurrection, but put to the sweet account of seekers and those that feel to be the worst, yes, the very worst of sinners, who on Jesus' grace rely, shall of endless bliss be winners and shall live above the sky. Oh, friends, to speak about it. It is the truth as it is in Jesus, isn't it? Save now, I beseech you, O Lord, I beseech you, send now prosperity. Some of us yearn to see it, friends. It's not the formalism that seems to have got, does it? Such great power. Friends, we need the Lord to dig us out every false refuge. Flee unto him as those that should owe him most, if he would but sweetly come and grant your living heart's desire, not like it once was, is it? This is the Lord's doing by his Spirit, reviving hearts, bringing them again, perhaps bringing back prodigals, perhaps sweetly comforting, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Raising up the downcast, his name is in it. Bringing them by way they know not, in paths they have not known. Friends, the Lord well knows how to deal with sinners by his grace. And bring them upon the sweet merits of him that is risen. Sweetly to meet their needs himself. Doesn't need any other, does it? Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Reveal thyself to me. Make thyself to me a living bright reality, more present, two-faced, vision keen, than any outward object see. More dear, more intimately nigh than in the sweetest earthly tie. I've often repeated that, I know. Friends, it seems to come to this matter, friends, of the Lord letting go his prisoners, or bringing them sweetly unto that glorious truth that he is risen to save his people. Oh, the extent of it is by his death. And let us be clear, friends, it's his resurrection power, isn't it? Oh, friends, do you know a little of it? Do you want it? Oh, friends, it's put to powerless souls, isn't it, that can't believe. It's in the sweet word of his grace, isn't it, in Peter. To you, therefore, which believe, is precious. Oh, is he precious in the want of it? Oh, do you need the risen Lord? To live like that, Lord, do deliver my soul. Keep me from sin and unbelief. Do you live upon the bounty, as it were, of the Lord? I must leave it very quickly. Behold, I lay in Zion, the chief cornerstone, elect. That's where election is. Precious, And he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, friends, it's God's gift, isn't it? And that's what you would have it to be. Do you love his gifts? The gift of his Spirit. I must leave it now. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Izzard will administer the ordinance of the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. Sunday school will be at Bethany this afternoon. Mr. Chapman will preach to us, if the Lord will, on Wednesday evening. Next Lord's Day, Mr. Charles Warboys is expected to preach and address the Sunday school. The Oakington Friends hold special services tomorrow, and the annual meetings of the Gospel Standard will be held at Clifton Chapel on Friday. Let us close with hymn 193. 193. I am, says Christ, your glorious head. May we attention give the resurrection of the dead, the life of all that live. Hymn 193.
the Lord, forgive all amiss. Grant us the resurrection life we've been singing that cannot fail. Remember each seeker, and may we be among them. Pray that thou forgive all amiss for Jesus' sake. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us each. Amen.